Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurologic report on patient Lisa Marie Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Oh, let's take your sugar first. Take your sugar.
You just mean to me.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to help you.
You're really helpful. You're a helpful person, did you know that?
I know.
...151 milligrams per deciliter and changing slowly.
Okay, you don't get any.
What do you mean I don't get any? That's okay.
You said it's supposed to be 120.
See the green numbers?
Right.
It's in the green.
It's a continued dictation on Lisa Marie Miller. Her address is... ...1720 Scottsdale Way, Apartment 3, Red Bluff, California, 96080. Phone 707-481-0315. The ID is XXXXXX6671. Date of birth is 11/5/1976. This is a 46-year-old separated CNA woman. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. The pharmacy is Raley's. Red Bluff 530-527-2137. It's address 2. Grant Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E-P-A-C. Below that, it should say clinical staff. Below that, Dignity Health Women's Health Services. Below that, 2490 Sister Mary Columba, C-O-L-U-M-B-A Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080, 530-529-2966. Below that, 530-528-9063, in parentheses, fax, in parentheses, the clinical indication. Neurological evaluation for suspected carpal tunnel syndrome. Left upper extremity, subparagraph, clinical history of Raynaud's phenomenon, recurrent with distal edema and paresthesias in both hands. Worse on the left subparagraph, difficulty with stiffness in opening and squeezing the left hand. Subparagraph, clinical history of, quote, arthritis, unquote, of uncertain etiology. Subparagraph, history of possibly negative rheumatoid factor. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems. Arthralgias, listed vertically, fibromyalgia, disorder with diffuse systemic pain, worse with activity and lifting. Dyspnea, unknown etiology. Bruisability, history of rectal bleeding, history of possible gastrointestinal disease with nausea. Dear Women's Health Services professional staff, Lisa Marie Miller was seen today for neurological evaluation in consideration for her complaints of pain, stiffness, and paresthesias in the left hand. New paragraph. She had clinical symptoms of Raynaud's phenomena with distal cooling of the extremities, severe cold temperature coldness with some discoloration, reported to be recurrent. New paragraph. Lisa reports that she has arthritic symptoms with a recent radiogram of her hands showing progressive arthritis, subparagraph. No current known etiology, new paragraph. Clinical testing does not disclose obvious. Tunnels, sign or Phelan's maneuver, but there is moderate a stiffness on opening and closure of the hand, new paragraph. Left upper extremity electrodiagnostic studies with motor and sensory nerve conduction testing, comma, median and ulnar nerves and radial nerve, left hand and forearm with F-wave spinal-evoked motor responses, all obtained today. Subparagraph. These studies were within broad limits of normal. New paragraph. The motor testing showed reduced amplitude, suggesting the possibility of an underlying axonal neuropathy. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Lisa Marie Miller presents with a clinical history of probable arthritis involving the extremities, subparagraph. Her clinical history of having recurrent episodes of shaking rigors with temperature changes and soaking diaphoresis would suggest the possibility of systemic illness, which since this occurs day and night. Subparagraph, she has had hysterectomy with oophorectomy and is not on hormonal therapy, but the extent and nature of these clinical symptoms would suggest that there may be other systemic etiology. New paragraph, in consideration of this clinical history and findings today, I discussed further management with your on-call staff, and we agreed to refer her for ED evaluation in which she can be medically evaluated and, if necessary, admitted for further evaluation and treatment. New paragraph. I've asked her to make sure that she's scheduled for a follow-up appointment in your clinic next week. New paragraph. At this time, she does not appear to have carpal tunnel syndrome producing her symptoms. New paragraph. Further evaluation in review of her arthritic symptoms and rheumatology referral is most likely indicated considering the systemic manifestations of this disease and its impairing factors on her activity in working as a CNA. New paragraph. We will schedule her for a routine follow-up reevaluation continuity of care in several weeks and sign respectfully with my professional signature.